raised to life to make us right with God. But in the middle, one of the greatest, most dramatic moments of all time happened during those 3 days when Jesus was in the grave. The battle of the ages. Colossians gives us a description of that battle in chapter 2, verses 13 through 15. He says, and you were dead in your trespasses and the uncircumcision of your flesh, your sinful nature. That's you and me. We were dead. We were dead. But God brought us to life together with Christ, having freely forgiven us all our transgressions, having canceled and blotted out and wiped away the handwriting of the note with its legal decrees and demands, which was in force and stood against us. Hostile to us. This note, with its regulations, decrees, and demands, which was in force and stood against us, it was hostile to us. He declared it was gone. He set it aside. He cleared completely out of our way by nailing it to the cross. And then verse 15, God disarmed the principalities and powers that were raging against us and made a bold and public display of them, in triumphing over them in him and in the cross. During those 3 days, Satan was waging war. His forces were trying to deal a powerful blow at Calvary. All the hosts of hell were against him. He was going through agony beyond description, beyond anything we could compare it to, bearing all of our sins, bearing all of our diseases, taking everything on the cross. It says in Isaiah that he wasn't even recognized as a man. It was so bad. They gathered against him as he hung on the cross. There's no doubt that Satan and all of his cohorts gathered together to attack the soul of Christ as he hung there on the cross. He endured the judgment due to sin. He became sin for us. It says that the Father turned his back. He turned his eyes away from Jesus. They fiercely assaulted him during those hours. Even the sky turned dark during this time. They thought the victory was theirs. But we read this verse in Corinthians. It says, Corinthians 2, 7, and 8. It says, we speak of the wisdom of God in a mystery. Of the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the ages for our glory. Then verse 8 says, which none of the rulers of this age, Satan didn't understand what was happening. Because if he had known, it says, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. If he had known what was going to happen because of the cross, because of what Jesus did on that cross, he wouldn't have done it. But then Jesus turned the tables on them and he stripped them of their power to accuse, control, to bring punishment. He triumphed over them. He defeated them. In Hebrews 2:14, it says that through death he might destroy him who has the power of death, that is the devil. And then when he met John in Revelation 1:18, it says, I am he who lives and who is dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. And I have the keys of hell and death. I'm victorious. I have stripped Satan of his authority. The keys I have represent his authority. Jesus is now master of all of the earth, all of everything below the earth and in the earth and above the earth. He is Lord of all. And he conquered Satan, not for himself, but for you and for me. It was as though you personally had met Satan on the cross and conquered him and stripped him of his authority and stood as master over him. Hallelujah. He has given us his authority today. As we stand here today in his mighty name, we have the power of Jesus behind us. If only we could realize that fact, that we actually have the legal right to use his authority and power. We are absolute masters of the satanic kingdom. Jesus threw off the forces of darkness that held him in captivity. He stripped them of their authority and their dominion and their power. And he became the master of death, and he conquered the grave.
Right.
Hallelujah. The new creation can now become a reality. What he desired all through the ages was to make a new people for himself. And we are that people. We are that people. And then he entered into heaven. He may have died like a lamb, but he arose like the Lord High Priest of heaven. And he went into the holy place of heaven and offered his blood there. And then verse 15 in Colossians, it says that he says, when he broke the chains of death and hell by his resurrection, he took captive captivity. He deigned a display of them to the whole of creation because he is Lord. I like what one commentator said about it. He said, the evil forces were hostile. They were malicious, malignant to men. But Jesus conquered them forever. He stripped them. And the word used for stripping was one of taking away man's weapons and his armor from a defeated foe. Once and for all, Jesus broke their power, never to be challenged again. And then it says he led them forth in open shame. He led his captives in the triumphant march. Hallelujah. He won the victory of the ages. He won the battle, the only battle that ever really had to be fought. He won. He won. He won. When Satan met Jesus, it was like fighting with the lightning. His power and his might was no, Satan was no match for it. Revelation 1:18, I love that last phrase. I have the keys of death and hell. Hallelujah. Our Lord is conqueror, and we are delivered. And the victory of Jesus settled the question forever. He is complete. In Philippians chapter 2, it says this, verse 6, who being in the form of God, Jesus, he did not consider robbery to be equal with God, but made of himself no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant and coming in the likeness of men, just like we are. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and he became obedient to the point of death, even to death on the cross. Therefore, that's a key word in this verse, therefore, God has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. Of those in heaven, and those on the earth, and those under the earth. And that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. And then in Revelation chapter 19, just a couple phrases out of these few verses. It says, I saw heaven open, and a white horse. And he who sat on him was called Faithful and True. His eyes were a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. And he had a name written, the Word of God. And he was clothed in a vesture, dipped in blood. And he had on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And crown him Lord of all. In Romans chapter 4, you see a picture of 24 elders sitting around the throne, and they cast their crowns before him, saying, you are worthy of everything. You are Lord of everything. You are Lord of all. Imagine that scene. I imagine that scene when it's finished in the final days of the ages, when you stand and I stand before his throne and cast our crowns before the Lamb and say, not unto us, but unto thee be glory, O Lord. So when do we sing that song, all hail the power of Jesus' name? Let angels prostrate fall, bring forth the royal diadem, and crown him Lord of all. Crown him Lord of all. Could it be that we who are made of dust could one day stand glorious and triumphant before him and shout our praise to him and say, you are Lord of all. We'll crown you with all of our lives. First there was the cross, then there is the crown. He is crowned today. He is Lord of all. He is Lord of all. Let's pray. Father, we thank you so much that you sent Jesus for us. That you sent him to be our Savior. That you sent him to die for us. We can't imagine, can't even begin to imagine the torture and the agony you went through for us, for our healing, for our salvation, for our deliverance, for our freedom, Lord, for our freedom. Lord, you said, whom the Son sets free is free indeed. And Lord, I believe it. We are free, free to serve and free to love you and free to follow you. We are free from the bondage of the enemy. You have delivered us completely, totally, 100% from his control. And you have translated us into the kingdom of your dear Son. And I just rejoice, Lord. We rejoice in you, Lord. We rejoice and celebrate. You are so, so good. Let's stand together. And let's just offer a shout of celebration to the Lord. A shout of joy. A shout of praise to him. Clap your hands. Sing and shout. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Bless you, Lord. Praise your name. We bless you, Lord. We praise you. Hallelujah. Bless you, Lord. Oh, Father, we rejoice today because of your Son, Jesus. He is Lord of all, and we are his. We are his. Put your hand in your heart this morning. Of all the days I could offer this blessing to you, let today be a day that is filled with his power and his grace in your lives. His blessing. Because the blessing of the Lord is so, so good. May the Lord bless you, and may he keep you. May the Lord make his face shine on you. May the Lord be gracious unto you, lift up his countenance upon you, and give you peace in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. 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 Celebrate Jesus. Yeah.